That's your motion? Do I hear
that as a motion? Yeah, I email that again to everybody.
Okay. Yeah. So,
I have an amendment.
Is that Janine?
Yeah, the amendment would be any future new business, as we discussed earlier, so as to not cancel out Alan Beek's new or old business.
Thank you.
It was my understanding that that was what we were talking about, that it was a separate issue relative to that, that Alan's motion is a separate one. Yes, Bella?
I would like for the secretary, I'm sure she would be able to access Alan Beek's motion from last month. Janine, do you have it accessible so that you could read it to the body and so that we know what we are dealing with again?
Or better yet,
send it.
Okay, before we do that, I'd like to finish the one item before we move on or move back to the other item, so that we don't have it dangling out there undone. So having heard Michael's motion and discussed it thoroughly, are there any objections to adopting it?
This is Eric. No objections, Madam Chair, but I do want to put a suggested friendly amendment and the last six, seven words, governance committee meeting shortly before the LSB as the last resort. I believe that's the intent.
Yeah, sure.
That's all.
Okay. In that case,
another friendly amendment.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Kim, but the motion that Michael forwarded doesn't have the word future in it. And even though Alan Beek's pending or holdover motion is now old business, I don't know whether to keep future in there. That's why I'm bringing that up.
Thank you, Janine.
Future new business. Yeah. Michael, is that an amendment to your motion?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. That's okay. You want to add future? That's fine.
Okay. If there are no objections, then, hearing no objections, the motion is now adopted within the Governance Committee and will be presented to the full LSB on Sunday for consideration. Thank you. Now then.
Alan Beek.
Go ahead, Alan. Now it's your turn. Now we turn to your motion. Go ahead.
Alan Beek to his deck.
The chair recognizes Alan Beek.
I'm going to speak in opposition to that motion, which says accepted and adopted. I want to vote no on it because I think it is unnecessary. If you bring a business item up to the LSB where they feel they need some advice from one of the advisory committees, that's what the advisory committees are for, is to give them advice. And if they think they need some, they would refer it to the appropriate committee. It may not be easy to determine which is the appropriate committee, but they can do that. And in the meantime, they will have thought about it. They will have other people thinking about it so that the appropriate committee can do its work with more information. I think that's the logical and natural way for the information to flow. And therefore, we don't need this motion.
Thank you, Alan. And I trust you'll express that again on Sunday when it comes up.
That is an opposition to that motion.
That's not what he said. Bella?
If
you
there
haven't
are
been
two
recognized and you're out of order. You haven't been recognized and you're out of order. He did not object to the motion passing now. He said that when it came up on Sunday that he would be voting against it. And I respect his reason.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. We still need to straighten out whatever it was that happened with Alan's motion last LSB meeting and and find an efficient way to proceed with it. So,
does Janine have the language?
It's in the revised agenda that I just sent out as of 8:20, but I'll read it. The motion reads that radio station KPFK shall have a, quote, continual town hall, unquote, facility installed, roughly as described in the document description of the continual town hall. And further, the KPFK LSB instructs the KPFK staff to operate with installation and operation of the continual town hall to establish a continual KPF town hall at kpfk.org.
Bella, to the staff.
I was just going to add that for Alan, I cannot find that document description of the continual town hall.
I'm about to email it.
Okay, I have it.
Either one of you, Alan, someone will re-email the description of your continual town hall so that we can all take a look at it together again now.
I just sent it.
Thank you, Mike. That's Michael, right? Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Do you want me to read that as well, or is it?
Yes, I have so much email in here. Go ahead. Thank you. So Janine is going to read the description of your town hall, Alan.
This is a blog to which anyone, chiefly listeners, in parentheses, can send email letters giving no name as author. Give no name as author or e-address or pen name or their true name. Anyone can search the collection by author or subject or date or key phrase. Conversations may grow with several letters on the same subject. New paragraph. Anyone with email can send letters to talkback@kpfk.org. It is inevitable that things not part of the conversation turn up in the talkback inbox. Deal with them. Censoring is needed. Some may be letters to individuals. These are forwarded to the individual. Some may be illegal, obscene, or insulting to one of the other authors. The censors return these to the sender with a polite explanation of why KPFK regards them as unsuitable, perhaps with help at amending them. The censors are a team of KPFK volunteers interested in this work. At the moment, I, Alan Beek, am the only such volunteer. I feel sure that if I get overloaded, I will be able to find others to help out. A couple of years ago, I handled the responses to talkback@kpfk.org for several months. It was very light work. But censor response is a rather serious matter. The response is the voice of Pacifica, but is spoken by an untrained volunteer. Pacifica is exposed to disgrace or legal action if the volunteer, in all innocence, says things that would be disastrous if officially spoken by Pacifica. For protection, we have a collection of standard answers for cases where the censor must communicate with the author of an email. The standard answers are screened by management and legal advisors to be sure they are safe to use. The censors are limited to using only those standard answers. Approved emails are forwarded from TalkBack at KPFK to readback.kpfk.org. So readback is sort of a glorified inbox. It has the ability to receive emails and make the searches described above and to download any selected letter. After 1 year, letters are removed. TalkBack at KPFK is a standard email terminal. The censors are provided with a password. They forward incoming emails to readback or to the intended individual or with a standard answer to the author or to the spam disposer. If the censor finds the conversation interesting and wants to join in, they send their contribution from their home computer using any name they choose. They do not say they are a KPFK employee if their comment is pointless unless they suggest they are a KPFK volunteer. Okay, but try to avoid this. A website designer has offered to program readback at a price I can afford. That's the end.
Okay.
So, discussion?
Bella to the stack, please.
Bella,
yes.
Go ahead.
So, the question to Alan. Alan wants KPFK to begin a new life, a life that has not been known to KPFK, and that is an interactive portal whereby not only LSB can interact with listeners, but listeners have a an open portal to their station. I see that I do not see this happening anytime soon under current management, but I do support the nature of this motion, and I do agree that it needs revision. The sentiment and the protocol of this motion deserves a great deal of attention. And so thereby, I support the motion, but then I would also suggest that we really take it down bit by bit and sit down and discuss it in a committee setting as soon as possible. And I do not mean that sending this to a dark hole, but making this a reality, because this is a long time coming. Thank you, Alan.
You're welcome.
Other comments?
Michael?
Yes, Michael?
I will apologize to the body and to Alan because I see that he actually sent me this email on September 20th.
Right.
But I, honestly, I get so much email that I did not see it until I just did a search in my email for it and found it. I think it was a problem that we didn't assign it to any body, any committee, as opposed to Alan individually, you know, trying to reach a couple of us. Netskier is John Wenger, who's no longer a member of the LSB, but has served on some committees. But I don't know if John Wenger got back to you, Alan, but I didn't, obviously. So to me, this seems like something that might be best dealt with by outreach as far as our committee structure. But I think it does require, as Bella suggested, a buy-in from management, because if you're talking about something that's readback.kpfk.org, that's going to be on the somewhere on the KPFK website. as you pointed out, that was suggested, and Ali Alexa objected. So, and he's the webmaster. So, I just think, you know, more work is needed, as Bella said.
This is Beth with a comment. I agree that in principle, it's a good idea. We need something like this. And my concern is that it's so detailed and technical that I don't know whether that's the best way to implement this, or because I'm not a technical person. I think it needs our more technically oriented people, the website managers, and I don't know how much staff time it's going to take. I don't know whether there are other expenses involved. I don't know whether we might already have something that could do much of this already. And it brings up for me that I've been thinking for a while, maybe we're on the verge of needing a tech committee, because there are a lot of questions that come up about technology and whether and how to prioritize it and how to balance it with security and privacy and access and the technology keeps moving and some decisions just get made and implemented without consideration by the board and then you come back to bite us later. I recently discovered that our website had at least a couple of key loggers on it and many other ad trackers as well. The key loggers are the ones that raise my hackles, although they were gone by the next time I looked. After I mentioned it publicly, they disappeared. But I'm wondering whether it might be useful to stand up an ad hoc tech committee to take a look at this with Alan, to go over it with Alan and refine it and bring it forward, and that maybe ultimately that ad hoc tech committee might eventually migrate into a standing committee. I'm not making that motion yet. I do think that an ad hoc tech committee to look at this might be, because I don't think that I've been to a few outreach committees. I think the intention is for outreach, but I think to implement it, it's going to take more technically savvy people to work through the details. So I'll step back now and other comments or discussion?
Bella, to the stack, please.
Yes.
3 months ago, 4 months ago, before Michelle Manos resigned, she had a technically challenged motion along this line, and it was voted down. It was actually postponed for the same reason. And the idea, but she embedded in her motion proposing such a task force or such a committee. So what I am proposing is that if this body is inclined, that we do go ahead and form I could call it a technically challenged committee, but a more technical a subcommittee or a task force to deal with these technical issues so that they can then interact directly with management and then report back to the LSB, because I think that would be the best way to form such a committee. So I'm just putting it out there. We really need to have something like this set up. Unfortunately, we've got so many other challenges all over the place.
This is Beth again. I do remember Michelle's proposal, and I like the idea. I recognize the need to deal with the many technical issues that come up. My concern with the previous proposal was that it was, by definition, promotional, that it was promoting digital, which is, from my perspective, a pretty limited mandate.
Yes.
And I would like a committee to take a broader look at issues of privacy and security and green technology. What we're doing now is very, very carbon bloated, and we could be a lot leaner than it is. Before we form a standing tech committee of some kind, I would want to give some thought to how we want to define it and what mandate we want to give to it. But I wouldn't have any problem at all with proposing an ad hoc tech committee to work with Alan to develop this idea further and bring it to fruition. And
Janine, to the back?
Yes, Janine?
I absolutely, so that was a digital task force, and you're right, it was promotional, but I actually think that it isn't limited. I do think that she and I spoke often about getting sort of a committee going that would consider digital programming or digital advertising, or even, and Michael Novick and I have discussed people who do popular podcasts, bringing them in as sort of a trial programming effort to fundraise, etc. So, you know, I have a few people that actually could bid out a digital proposal, and it may help KPFK fundraise, you know, if we were to implement something like that. But without a committee honing in on it, we can't really do it. So I actually am in favor of a digital and a technical committee under, you know, I would love the idea of combining the two, and because it's sort of a modernizing of the KPFK outreach.
Bella, to the staff?
Bella?
Yes, I like what Janine is saying. However, excuse me, we are talking about two different areas. One is programming, and that should be really going through Programming Oversight Committee. And the other one, which is really leaning over outreach, but of a technical nature, has to be kept separate. So this is a technical committee, ad hoc, task force, whatever we want to designate, to deal specifically with opening up spaceway or airspace, not on air, but providing and facilitating communication between station and signal area listeners. And in that framework, it's very specific. That would entail social media. That would entail YouTube. That would entail anything and everything that the station needs to promulgate, populate, and expand into in order to promote itself. The other side of that is programming. So the programming part, which is podcasting and all of that, which also includes social media, but it it comes from the programming itself, that has to go through the programming oversight. We are speaking about setting up and opening up new channels of communication between listeners and the station, which has nothing to do with programming. So please, let's keep these areas separate, and that's why it's so unique, because that entails a lot of IT know-how and IT management. So this committee would have to be working with Jonathan Alexander, would have to be working with the general manager and such people in order to get this up. And Alexa, of course, the website master. So these are separate terrains that have to be kept separate. And then we have, you know, we have fundraising, and then we have development, but this is very specific. Okay, thanks.
So this is Beth again. It's getting late, and we need to take some kind of concrete step forward with Alan's motion tonight.
Right.
I like that we're beginning to this dialogue about excuse me. addressing technology, I think it's beyond the scope of the immediate question, and that we should agendize it for future meetings. Would I hear a motion? The chair would entertain a motion for an ad hoc tech committee to work with Alan to develop this project further and move it forward, if that's acceptable to Alan. Is that acceptable to Alan? Alan Beek?
I'm sorry. Ask again.
I'm proposing, but a lot of people like your idea and feel that it needs more refining with consultation with our technical people, especially. And I'm proposing that we put together an ad hoc committee specifically to work with you to develop this idea and move it forward, if that's okay with you. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's not definite to me. I'm always glad to get together with others and discuss our problems and look for solutions. I'm not sure what specifically you're asking or whether this amounts to giving up the idea of the continual town hall.
No.
Not at all. People like the idea, and we want to develop it further, but we think it's technical enough. We need to work with Alexa and Jonathan Alexander and other people on the board who are, you know, more technically minded to work with you to develop the most effective way to implement it, because technology is always complicated.
Sorry. My hearing is so shot. I just did not understand that explanation, and maybe if you talk slower or put in fewer words, I'd like to answer, but I just didn't hear it.
I'll try again. We want to find a way to work with you to develop this idea further and promote it. I'm suggesting an ad hoc committee to work with you, including our more technical board and staff members, like Ali Lexa and Jonathan.
Wait a minute. Who is we? Who are we talking about?
I'm summarizing the discussion of this committee. We've just had 10 minutes or so of enthusiastic discussion about all the many technical possibilities of KPFK, and I'm trying to bring it back to focus on your proposal so that we can brood. We need to talk about the bigger picture too, but I want to make sure that your proposal has a next step and that it includes you.
Let's go back here. You want to make sure that what?
That your proposal, your motion has a next step, the next thing that will happen, so that it doesn't just go off in a corner someplace and die. We like your idea. We want to work with you to develop it. We need the cooperation of Ali Lexa and Jonathan Alexander and others. So I propose...
Of course, that's what the continual town hall is all working together. That's the whole point of it, to get our top management, which is the listeners, all participating in their ideas and giving us their guidance. So,
I'll tell you what, the
question or the proposal you're trying to make right now, I'm not hearing it. Would you please write it to me in an email and include as many other people in it as you want, and I'll answer right away.
Okay. It's now 9 o'clock, I think. Let me try one more time.
Madam Chair, may I talk to Alan?
I want to try one more time with Alan.
Okay.
Alan, would you oppose an ad hoc committee to work with you to develop this idea further, including...
9 o'clock on what day?
Any day you want. It's in principle. Would you... Is that idea acceptable to you?
Well, considering the state of my hearing, I think it'd be much more fruitful if we did it by email. We can exchange emails pretty fast. But
yes.
I will be willing to join you in a phone call at 5 o'clock. And maybe my doctor will get somewhere in my ear by then. Yes, I'm in.
Excellent. So the chair isn't supposed to make motions, but would entertain an emotion to establish an ad hoc committee to work with Alan, who says he's in. Do we have such a motion?
Bella to the stack.
I would like to
ask to set a technical, a technical ad hoc committee, to develop this continual town hall proposal. Because it will be dealing with other issues as well, but the first course of action would be to address this continual town hall effort proposal.
Yes, as long as it's specific to Alan's proposal, then that's agreeable to me. Is it agreeable to Alan?
When this came up at the last meeting, it was thought that we needed more time to talk about it and think about it. And I deliberately sent a letter to everybody on the LSB saying, give us your ideas, give us your thoughts, your reservations, your doubts, anything. Let's discuss it. And nobody answered. Now, how are you going to get them to talk in this ad hoc committee if they won't talk when I ask them to?
Okay, Alan, we are going to be doing this.
We are going to be doing that. We are trying to lay the ground for it. Are you on board?
He said yes. He said yes.
Okay. Yeah. He's on board.
Yes. We're going to take that as a yes.
Yes.
And, Alan, this time you have the whole governance committee behind you to promote this. We will find members to work with you on this ad hoc committee. And if nobody else, I volunteer.
I volunteer.
Whatever
to...
that's worth.
Let's have a committee. Let's work together. Let's discuss it. But there's no need to change the motion or make a motion to do it. Let's just do it.
Right.
Okay.
Incidentally, Janine, while we're at the motion, I would like to make one little bit of more wordsmithing. The original motion didn't have quite so many words. It said, cooperate with installation and operation of the continual town hall, period. Those extra words to establish a continual town hall at KPFK and so on, those aren't necessary, and I'd like to ask to have those taken out. Just continual town hall, period. Yeah, right there. Thank you.
I have the original language. I just couldn't find it.
And he just changed it, Bella. He just changed it. So thank you, Alan. And hearing no objections, we consider this motion now passed. And we still have to need to assign time to the agenda.
Madam Chair, so we need to announce it on the agenda. We need to announce the new formation of this ad hoc committee.
I don't think it takes a motion to have the ad hoc committee. The ad hoc committee just gets together and does what they want to do. And I'm very happy to discuss, of course, all the ideas about the continual town hall, various ways it might be organized. And, yeah, let's talk about it. We don't need to make a motion by the committee here to do that. You can always get together and talk, and I'm ready.
Yes, it will be announced.
We can announce it under committee report. Michael, go ahead.
Yeah, I think we should definitely ask for volunteers at the meeting as opposed to just leaving it completely open-ended.
Yes, yes. So, Janine, have you got that? We need an item, a brief item, to announce the formation of the ad hoc committee. And
that could be
ask the members.
That could be letter G under committee report.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, well, I put it under governance committee just now.
Okay.
Is the previous motion that was accepted and adopted, Michael. And then B is in consideration of motion of Alan Beek to establish for continual town hall. The committee recommends to establish an ad hoc committee. The governance committee recommends.
Moved and approved. Moved and approved to establish an.
I'd like to ask to have that made C instead of part of B. Have it a separate item C. And you realize that you're raising all kinds of questions about who is going to be on that committee, who is going to decide who is going to be on it, and who is going to be responsible for speaking for it or saying, here's what it decided. I'd sure a lot rather keep it all informal.
Okay. Well, I think that in making it an ad hoc committee rather than a standing committee, that will help.
Right.
That will help.
Right.
So we will announce it, and we'll ask for interested members on Sunday at the meeting. We need to take time right now to allocate time to all the. We need a closed session at the end with it, and at the present we have no time allocated to it.
Right.
So we either need to add time or we need to borrow time from other items. So do I have suggestions?
No, Bella to the stack, it's most likely that the general manager will not join us. We can count on that, possibly. That would give us a half hour or longer.
And then if he does show up, then we're...
then we're stuck.
How much time do we feel we need for the closed session? Michael, do you want to make a suggestion as chair of that committee?
I said at the beginning, I think we probably need an hour because
yeah,
I suspect it would be multiple reports and then a chance for members to discuss them.
Yeah. Okay. Janine, do you have a current count of how much time we've allocated? I haven't added it up, and we removed a couple of items.
Well, right now, I don't know how much for the committee report. The last one was 70 minutes for the last meeting, but I believe that that's changed because of the governance committee and everything that it has now.
Right. Well, yes.
Can I comment on that? The committee reports are rather short. Is the director's report that I do not even see here. The director's reports and discussion is the one that takes the longest. The committee reports are rather short.
So
you have allocated 20 minutes to the director's report. That usually takes much longer. And
okay.
Lauren,
I didn't allocate these, but I see.
No. I'm saying in general. In general, the director's reports is what eats up a lot of the time. Because the committee reports are rather short, should be, and usually are.
So, I'm trying to figure out what the initial total was before we added an hour, and whether we can expect people to sit through a whole extra hour.
They're going to have to. That's the way it is. It crumbles.
Can I be on the stack?
Okay. Yes, Alan, go ahead.
I would like to ask that part B made a part C, because the original motion was introduced as a motion. It was up for consideration last month, and it was entitled to a yes or no vote. If some people get together and talk about it and say they'd like to have it different, they can propose amendments when it comes up for consideration. And if you get together, you can cooperate and get some very good amendments. Amendments would float right through. And I think that to amend the original motion is the appropriate way to make changes in it. Certainly might find changes you want to make. This ad hoc committee might very well improve that motion, and I would welcome that.
Bella, to the stack for Alan.
Yes.
Alan, this is Bella. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So we are forming a very specific committee to go over the logistics of your proposal. So we are going to leave it there. You have the full backing of the board. We just need to get the right people behind this committee. to work with the station management. And then
okay, you pardon me.
Alan, so it's really in the hands now of the body so that we can get this committee started, the right people moving forward to get this situation going. You will be at every stage of discussion. Do you understand? You will be at every stage of discussion. This is your baby, and we want to give it birth. Thank you.
Well, you sound as if you know who are the right people, and I think you are volunteering to contact them and get them together and arrange a time for us to meet.
That's right. That's right. And you will be...
Okay, that's great. That's great. Okay. I love it. Go ahead.
Okay.
And so, Alan, your motion doesn't need any further approval at the meeting on Sunday. You have all the approval you need. We'll announce it rather than ask. We'll announce it, and then any suggestions anyone has, they can bring directly to you and the committee, and you can hash it out amongst yourselves firsthand. Okay? So you don't...
If you're asking for my okay, I think that what the governance committee should pass to the LSB next Sunday is just the original motion. And, of course, the A motion that I don't think is right. I don't know on it, but pass it to the LSB and see if they want to adopt it.
Yeah.
But the B part will be all done, and we'll know what it is we want to offer, and we can be ready to offer amendments to the LSB or recommend what we think is the right thing. So it doesn't need to be put on the agenda for the LSB to approve. It'll all happen before it gets to the LSB.
Right. Only the announcement. Only the committee will be announced. Only the committee.
Yeah.
Work
you
on
don't.
It.
You don't need any. I don't believe. I'll check all our bylaws and regulations, but I don't think you need any further approval. I think you have all the approval you need, and all we need to do on Sunday is announce it. And then anyone with that wants to amend it or promote it or develop it or can do that directly with you in the committee. So you won't have to wait to find out whether it's approved on Sunday or not, because you've already gotten all the approval you need, I believe. I'll affirm that for you on Sunday, if that's okay. So it has been pointed out to me that we are
at least 15. You will have 15 votes. He will have 15 votes out of 24.
That we're up to an original 200 minutes plus the 60 we want to add for the closed session.
Okay, we just need to come up with a final time. The final time, say 4 o'clock.
Well, it has been several members of this committee have proposed to me that we forego stipulating a final time because we often spend more time negotiating and renegotiating and renegotiating a final time than we would if we just went ahead and finished.
Yeah.
And so that sounds favorable to me. If there are no objections to that, I would at least like to give it a try, but I still say a 260-minute meeting is daunting. And especially given that the final item is likely to be the most loaded, and we do want people to participate in that. Is there anything here that people see that we can prune back a bit?
This is what I suggest, that you personally outreach to the general manager and find out if he will be coming. If he's not coming, let's take that time away. Communicate that to Janine, and Janine can alter the agenda. It's the only way.
Yeah. Well, it's not the only way, but it's a good suggestion. And if I don't hear other further suggestions or objections to approving the agenda as is, then
we are
consider it adopted.
Great!
It's new and different way to do it, but we'll see how it goes. And I think, unless I've missed something, that completes everything we need to do tonight. Am I missing anything? Is there anything else we need to cover in this meeting?
Well, the issue of the...
Is there anybody left here? Is it just us three, four people?
I'm here.
Okay, all right. So, are there any objections to adopting the agenda as is?
Are we closing at 4?
We're not stipulating a final time. We're going to do our best to stick to these time designations and save the time of arguing over the time, because we waste much time. Right? We're going to at least try that. We'll see how, but then we've got to really stick to what we've got down here. We're committed to these times. So, so hearing no objections, then we'll consider this.
Can I? I'm trying to forward final to everyone, if you can just give me a minute.
Okay. All right.
Janine is the trooper, so we have to listen to her.
Yes. Grateful for all the hours and hours and hours she puts into all of this.
Yeah.
All the nits she picks and the eyes she dots.
He's going to get a bicycle at Christmas time. No, a tricycle. She'll get a tricycle at Christmas time.
Okay, it's been sent.
Okay. Good. Thank you, Janine. And if there are...
Wait, does she have anything to report?
Do we need to discuss the agenda of the executive session? I think there's only the one item. Do we need to... Yeah.
No, just the 1 hour.
I mean, there's just the one item on that hour's agenda and one closed session item. We probably report from the governance committee.
Personnel.
No. Sorry. That's the second, third time I've done that tonight. I do know. Thank you for the reminder. From the personnel committee. Do we stipulate that it's regarding the
personnel
PD evaluation? That's not
that?
A secret. Yeah, it's in the bylaws. It's one of the responsibilities of the other.
Okay, all right. In that case, I mean, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. But if that's what it says we do, then that's what we do. So,
right.
I trust that Janine got that down in what she sent.
Should we take out old business because we no longer have Alan's?
Wait, Alan. We remember that we inserted comment. What is it? Good and welfare. Good and welfare.
Right.
You know, closing business could be. Yeah.
That's all down.
Good and welfare.
And Alan's item is now announced as the formation of an ad hoc committee.
Right.
And that won't take. We don't have to. It won't. We don't have to argue over that.
Deliberate over
again. And so I'm looking at the discussion of. So we should probably say for the closed session executive or the executive session at discussion of
personnel committee
evaluate personnel. Well, but Michael says we should stipulate that it's a PD evaluation report from the personnel committee regarding the program director's evaluation.
Right.
And discussion. Report
right.
And discussion. So you can you've got that, Janine?
It should read program director.
Yeah. You got all of that, Janine? That amendment? Janine,
yes,
are you there?
Yes, I have it.
Okay, good. Thank you. Then we'll. And I would like to eliminate the set time certain to adjourn. We're going to try to do without that this time. And we just stipulate an amount of time and trust people, cajole people to stick with that time rather than have to go through repeated episodes of arguing about whether we're going to argue about more time or not.
So is eliminating F or is there going to be...
Eliminating under...
A certain time.
Bella, I really can't talk over you. I'm going to cough if I have to. Under executive session, under call to order, item B, set time certain to adjourn, just drop that.
Okay.
And then all you guys I'm recruiting you all to help me be on our best behavior to stick with the times and not to drag things out any longer than necessary and not to.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Are we keeping time certain to adjourn for open session?
Yes.
I would prefer not to.
What?
I would
try. No.
We talked about this.
The open session has nothing to do.
Bella, there's more to discussion than one person saying no. That's not discussion.
Okay. I would like
Thank
to
you.
Be heard. I would like to be heard on
so
this
So would
session.
I. So would
okay.
I.
Okay.
So I have proposed that we drop setting a time certain to adjourn, that we have stipulated times for each of these items, and there's a question mark. Under old business, you said you were going to take it old business outright. That's gone now?
Yes, that out.
Okay, good. So we've stipulated times for each of these items, and I still want a timekeeper letting us know where we stand and if we're running over, and if we can get through some of this quicker than the amount of time we've set aside, I would love to do that. But I really would like to try doing without the time certain to end, because we waste so much time and goodwill arguing over 10 minutes here and 5 more minutes there and 30 minutes for this. And as we honestly, I've watched it take up enormous amounts of time, more time than it would take just to do the business. And I think it's worth a try. I would be grateful if you'd be willing to try.
Okay, I agree. I agree, Madam Chair. I agree.
Thank you.
I agree.
Thank
with your assessment. Let's give it a try then.
Thank you.
I agree, but we need a
time.
That's
only going to work with your help.
Yeah.
Janine.
Okay.
Yes, Janine.
I think it might be worth item F is an announcement that you make an announcement of some sort. Because otherwise, I feel like there will be members that are wondering why that hasn't been done.
Yes,
I just heard a wonderful idea. Get rid of that item F. That wastes a terrible lot of time and makes us look foolish.
He has no
idea. Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Alan. My concern about that is that if we announce that we're going to do that, then people want to go, somebody's going to want to debate it. And it's going to amount to arguing over whether we're going to argue over time or not.
No, wait a minute. But Janine has a valid observation. If on number H at the very top, number one H, we say, regarding time certain, because we have a closed session, we have decided to blah, 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 blah. I hope you can cooperate with us and you acknowledge why we are doing it. Just something to that effect.
I would strongly prefer to drop it and not to mention it and be prepared to respond, be prepared to answer that question if it comes up. But that if we introduce the idea that we're unilaterally making a change and we hope people won't mind, somebody's going to mind. Somebody's going to want to argue about it.
Okay, Madam Chair, you are the king. You decide. I am telling you.
I will have to run interference on this. I'll come prepared for the question, and I'm going to do my best to skate right past it.
You will have your boxing gloves on.
If we get people in a good enough mood, then they'll just be looking forward to public comments and won't even notice.
The other issue is that the public needs to be alerted, announced, and informed of how to connect with this meeting. Has that information been posted?
Okay. Well, at the last meeting, if I can speak, the last meeting, everyone was very frustrated by Maestro. So there was talk of going back to Zoom, which now that I am back in the Los Angeles area, it may not be that difficult to do because of connectivity, but it would mean that I would need help, someone.
I have a Zoom account.
Paulina has volunteered to assist.
I had a hard time hearing some of what you were saying, Janine. Sorry.
Okay. At the last meeting, there was talk of switching back to Zoom. So if that's what we're doing, it's fine. I think it would go smoother because I am no longer in an area. I am no longer in an area where connectivity is an issue. But I would need to ask Paulina, which she's volunteered, to help me with the in and out of members because they come in and out throughout the meeting because they fall off of the call, et cetera.
Yeah. That sounds good. Is there a limit to the number of people we can have?
No, I have an account that, and this is why, I have an account that goes up to 100. I pay for it for business. So we could have, that eliminates Fred having to, you know, us keeping the public off.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just muted.
That was one of the big issues last time.
Right. I rather have Janine monitor this than Fred. And the reason being is that Fred blocks people off all the time. And I rather be able to have the public be present and then be there. And they can be monitored. And I also have a Zoom account. If you need assistance, I'm here. Let me know.
Thank you. I had been... someone at the station told me that the station could set me up with Zoom controls through their account too, which sounded great to me. I want to put it on a separate device. I don't want it on my phone.
Right.
And theoretically that's a possibility. It hasn't happened yet. But
okay.
If you're prepared to do that, that sounds
like
good
that.
To me.
Yeah, and I like that very much. So Janine, have you outreached to Paulina?
Well, now that Kim says that, it might be something where Kim wants to be, I can have a co-host. I'm not sure if I can have two. But Kim, then you could be, Beth, you could be on... In order to control things a little bit, you could just be the co-host, and I'll see if I can add a third person, and that would be Paulina to, you know, let people in and out so I'm not delayed.
I would suggest you, if Paulina is willing and available, that you use her as your co-host. I have never done this before. I don't have it yet. Download the software, and it. I'm a Mac person from the word go. I don't know Windows, and that's the machine that's been offered to me to use for this. So
I'm a
totally unknown variable in this. You should not rely on me yet. I hope to get to the point where I'm, you know, adequately useful for this purpose at some point. But that's an aspirational thing at this point. So definitely, if Paulina is available and adept, go for it. And if she's not available, then we should look to see if there are others.
I move that we get rid of item F, set time certain to adjourn. We've discussed it enough. Let's just take a vote, yes or no.
No, we did. Alan, we did. We did already. It's done.
There were no objections. But I thank you for the formal motion, and we've already asked for objections, and all the objections were satisfied. So you win again, Alan. You win. Thank you.
Good night, Alan. We love you. Good night, Alan. We love you.
Thank you, I think.
Yeah.
We love you, Alan. There's no one else like you, Alan. You are so unique. You are
it
so perfect.
It warms my heart when you show up, Alan. I'm always
because
grateful that you're there.
Because he's so devoted. Thank
and
you,
Alan. This virus is over, and I'll see how much you love me.
Yes, but don't get your wife jealous now. Don't get your wife jealous, Alan.
Well,
okay, let's go back to the Zoom. Can we go back to the Zoom issue? So if Paulina is going to be working with Janine, then that should be handled, right, Janine?
Yeah, I'll let you know if there's an issue.
I have a Zoom account. So you let me know. You outreach to me if you need extra help.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And Janine, for me, one of the issues, one of the reasons I really wanted these controls in my own hands by this, before this next meeting, and it doesn't look like it will happen, so I'm going to have to rely on you. But one of the great frustrations was that in that last few chaotic minutes, when everyone was yelling over everyone else and no one could be heard, I kept calling out to Fred, mute everyone. And then other people started saying to Fred, mute everyone but Beth. And there was no response. And I don't know what happened. Because at other times when we've asked him to mute, he did. I don't know if he couldn't hear me or he was away from the monitor or what. But that's a real concern. That's what got out of control last time, and that's what I want to be sure we're prepared to deal with this time.
At the finance committee, I need you to know that Fred Blair mutes anyone he wants, and he always mutes me. So,
okay,
if
we
he
have
is
everyone
in control,
still on this phone call, we have everyone still on this phone call. So,
well,
and it's
Fred,
and it's being recorded.
Fred is not present, and I needed to say that.
Yes,
anyway.
He is present. Everyone's still on the phone call.
Fred is not on.
If I can take the stack here, please.
Kim, you haven't been heard in a while. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would just like to defend Fred, and that he doesn't mute Bella. I don't know what the problem is. You know, she's not muted, and she says she's, you know, nobody can hear her, and I'm not blaming it on Fred. And
okay. And then
this sounds like a problem for the tech committee. We need this.
And
one
what happened?
Tech committee. And I want to say that it's really, while we need to address these problems, it's really not appropriate to get personal, to make everything personal, especially in public meetings. There are ways to address these issues, and that I don't mean you, Kim, in particular, just that there are more effective ways to address issues like this so thank you, Janine, for raising that issue. So is there anything else we need to take care of tonight?
Adjourn.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Adjourn. Thank you, Beth. Thank you, Janine.
You're welcome. We'll
good night,
see how it goes.
Everybody.
Good night.